Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha Show presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha Zitzan Vayelech, that's Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf. And the Chumash tells us, Ki av yenu al adom asher nishbati lavisav, because I'm going to bring them to the land that I have sworn to their forefathers, Zavas Chal v'dvash, flowing with milk and honey, v'achal v'sav v'dashen, but they're going to eat, be satisfied, and grow fat, ufana elohim acherim v'avadum, and turn to gods of others and serve them, v'niyatsuni, and anger me, v'hefer esbrisi, and nullify my covenant, v'haya kisim sena oisei rois, rabbis v'tzars, and it will be when all these many evils and troubles encounter it, and this Shira is going to speak up in front of it as witness, because it's not going to be forgotten from his offspring, because I know it's Yetzer, for what it does today, before I even bring them to the land that I have sworn to them. Let's just see Rashi over here, I warn them in it, in this Shira, I'll call about all the evils that were encountering it. This is a promise to Israel. It's very encouraging. The Torah will never be completely forgotten from their offspring. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Beis. And Moshe wrote down the Shira on that day. And he taught it to the Bnei Israel. And he commanded Yeshua ben Nun. And he said, Chazak v'matz, be strong and courageous. For you will bring the Bnei Israel into the land that I have sworn to them. And I will be with you. And it wasn't Moshe finished. Lichtav his divrei Torah zeis al sefer, writing the words of this Torah on the Sefer ad tumam until their conclusion. And Moshe commanded the Levim, the carriers of the Aron Bris Hashem, saying, take this Sefer Torah and place it mitzad Aron Bris Hashem lekechem, next to the Aron Bris Hashem, v'haya sham b'chol eid, and it shall be over there for you as a witness. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Havav, the second Rashi, mitzad Aron Bris Hashem. Nechalku boi chachmei Yisrael b'babasra, and mitzachas b'babasra, the Chum argue about this. Yesh mehem amrim, some of them say, daf haya b'alot min ha'arim b'chot. There was actually a board sticking out of the Aron, outside of the Aron, v'sham ha'imunach, and that's where this Torah scroll is placed. And some say, mitzad luchas ha'imunach, mitoicha Aron, it was placed next to luchas inside the Aron. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Zayin, Moshe Benu continues telling them, ki anoichi yodati es merichah, for I know your rebelliousness, ves erpecha hakasha, and your stiff neck. Hain, behold, be'odeni chayimachem hayoim, while I'm still alive with you today, ma'amrim ha'yisim ma'ashem, you have been rebellious against Hashem, v'af ke'achrei ma'isi, and surely after my death you'll do so. Hakilu elai, gather to me as kolzik neshivtechem shetrechem, all the elders of your shvatim and your officers, vadab rabba's name, and I shall speak in their ears, esad varma ele, these words, va'ayida bam, and I shall call to bear witness against them, as hashemayim as ha'aretz, the shemayim and the aretz. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk chavchaz, hakilu elai, v'loy saku oisa ayem chatzotz lahakilas hakol, and they did not blow the trumpets in order to gather everyone. Usually, in order to gather everyone, the trumpets were blown, but on that day, the trumpets were not blown. L'fishinemar, because it says in the pasuk, asay l'cha, Hashem had commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, he should make for himself. Asay l'cha, you should make for yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'loy hishli Yeshua alem, but Yeshua did not have any authority over them. And even in his life, they were hidden away while he was still alive, in order to fulfill the pasuk that says, and I'm going to call the Shemaim and Arts to bear witness against them. If you're going to ask, says Rashi, he already called them to bear witness. Over there, he was telling Klai Yisrael that the Shemaim and the Arts, they will eventually bear witness against you. He never actually said that to the Shemaim and Arts. And now he's coming to say, Hazino Hashemayim v'adabei revis Ishmah ha'aretz and Reifi, which is next week's parsha. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, Ki yodati, for I know, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Acherei Moisi, after my death, Ki hashcheis tashchisun, for you will act corruptly, v'sarta min haderech, and stray from the path, asher tzivisa eschem, that I've commanded you, v'karasa eschem hara b'achris hayomim, and the evil will encounter you at the end of days, Ki sasu es hara b'nei Hashem, if you do what is evil in the eyes of Hashem, lach isoi, to anger him, b'masei deichem, with your handiwork. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavtes, Acherei Moisi, after my death, Ki hashcheis tashchisun, that you will act corruptly. Rashi asks, behold, all the days of Yeshua, they didn't act corruptly. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Vayavdu Yisrael as Hashem koy me Yeshua." The Klal Yisrael served Hashem all the days of Yeshua. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu say that they're going to act corruptly after he dies? So mikan, we learn from here, "Shetalmida shel Adam chav of alav kegufay," that the talmud of a person is beloved to him like his very own self. Shekolz man Yeshua chai, as long as Yeshua was alive, hayinir l'Moshe kilu chai, Moshe considered it as if he himself was alive, and therefore their acting corruptly came only after Yeshua died. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, Vaydaber Moshe, and Moshe spoke by Znei Kol Klal Yisrael in the ears of all the assembled of Yisrael, as Divra Hashira Azais, the words of this Shira ad tumam until their conclusion, and that's the words of next week's parasha, which is Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabera. That's considered a Shira. We're going to learn about that next week, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.